This podcast is brought to you by friends and partners of Our Syzygy City of David. Our victory is obtained by faith in Jesus Christ. Take a listen to today's victory.
My testimony is centered around Samuel Reluel Dubi, who was born on the 10th of March and was diagnosed on the 20th of March as having a total alluminous primary venous connection. It's like a fast heartbeat and also affects growth. He was diagnosed at lawsuit, and thereafter the doctor said that he had to be operated. He cannot be operated here in Nigeria, neither Africa, but outside the country. So we set the ball rolling. We first of all tried to get support from Rotary, who said we should go to Enugu, and it was seen by Italian, French and Spanish doctors and said that he had to be operated only in Italy or any other country as agreed by them at a cost of about 20,000 to 30,000 euros. So we came back to Lagos and we went to Lasuth for him to get SpO2, which is also known as an oxygen, because the higher the altitude, his oxygen saturation goes down. So to say I come to luxury short, we had to involve one of our uncles in the US, Professor Adigun, who now linked us up with Professor Tude Green of AlphaMed, and said that we need to go to India, Apollo Hospital, Ahmedabad, to have the surgery done there. Thereafter, we contacted the church, friends and well-wishers. I would like to say a very big thank you to City of David, that said financially and otherwise, to the Heritage Group, who helped us with prayers and support, to Mrs. Yemi Tinubu. I know she's watching us from state now. She was really helpful. Many other people were really of tremendous help. When we were in India, the surgery, according to the doctors there, is meant to take about 6 or 7 hours more. But to the glory of God, surgery took about 4.5 hours. After the surgery, it takes about 9 days to 51 days for him to be kept on a ventilator. But Samuel miraculously spent only 4 days on ventilator. When such surgeries are done, for the recovery period for him to be off oxygen support should be 2 to 3 months. 11 days after, Samuel's oxygen was 97%. While we're trying to get Samuel being flown to India, we had to fill a fit-to-fly form, Emirates Airline and the accompanying doctor. For a doctor to accompany to India, we're needing about $900,000 to a million naira. But God in his infinite mercies, Dr. Manoj Gumba came all the way from India at no cost to have a kidney transplant for a patient and offered free of charge to be the accompanying doctor on plane. The flight to India is meant to take about 23 hours, including stopovers in Dubai, but it got us a flight of about 15 hours. In the city, we were treated on Emirates Airline. Even though we flew economy class, we were more or less like flying a business class. We got lots and lots of gifts, selfies, and lots of things. My major bone of me thanking God was that when the surgery was meant to be undertaken, they had to call the best surgeon in India, Dr. Tendoka. He's about 60 years. When he saw Samuel and his state, he was like, I told him he was skeptical but was hopeful. I asked him, are you a Christian? He said, no. You Muslim? Me no Muslim. You Hindu? Me no Muslim. Me doctor, because their English is very poor. And I said, okay, that he will try his best, but you sign the consent form. In case he doesn't make it, they won't be held liable. I signed the form. I was in tears. My wife can't cry very much. But on that day, she was the one that even gave me the support that Samuel will be fine. Because GO, General Basia, laid hand on Samuel and said Samuel will be fine. And so she clung on to that Samuel will be fine. And truly, Samuel was fine. Surgery was successful. So when the man brought Samuel out, the anesthesia was like, and the doctors that whoever we are serving should continue to serve that person. Because there's no way an Asian or an Indian baby would have undergone such a surgery and come out unscathed. Who could have done that? just God. And so I would like to also say a very big thank you to Healing Stripes Hospital, ably led by my former boss, Dr. Izine. Even when other hospitals did not want to give us a fit to fly because they were skeptical that could he fly such a long hour, she stuck out her neck and she gave us a fit to fly, she and Dr. Ezezebo. So we remain forever grateful to God for all what he has done. The list is endless. We start calling names from the Tiaba family. Everybody, my members of my family, Pastor Heidi, Pastor Trevor, everybody, even with the prayers and the financial support, we give thanks to God. And we pray that affliction will never rise again. To everybody watching over there in India, because I told them to be watching at Apollo Hospital in US and UK, we did serve a living God in the city of David. May God's name be glorified. Thank you, church. And can we please all start by giving a clap offering to God?
Praise God for that life-changing testimony. Wish to encourage the faith of believers? Kindly send in your testimonies to cityofdavidnews@gmail.com or visit our website at www.cityofdavidng.org